reduce the numbers of youth of color that are confined within our local system. I'm particularly interested in two dynamics of this curfew ordinance. Firstly, that increased contact with law enforcement will help our at-risk youth and produce better life outcomes. Secondly, the prosecutor discretion in the charging. One, the protecting at-risk youth such as sexually exploiting youth. The contact with the police will disproportionately be applied to youth of color within this ordinance. Within every major study of curfews around the United States in urban areas, the disproportionate contact is somewhere between 4 and 6 to 1, those of youth of color that are cited and between those of white youth that are cited. The disproportionality that will be experienced due to the increased police conduct will cause trauma to our young people that will then be carried into trauma through our communities. You have a police department that's ridden by scandal, and I'm sorry, but I do not think that you know how to treat our young people very well. The fact that our complaints are not sustained are not proof that youth like Officer Grant are murdered continuously by the police. This is not an isolated incident. This is not one bad apple. Until we address the concerns that the community has with the police as far as working with our young people, ordinance like this will not be accepted. We need to get tough on politicians that use crime and suppression and the juvenile system as a dumping ground for our young people who need services. We need to fund programs like Leadership Excellence, fund programs like Oakland Rising, fund programs like SAGE that works specifically for sexually exploited young people. Then we will see increased life outcomes and increased safety, not increased fear and criminalization.
That I am very concerned with is the fact that we have the ability to bring entities in to anybody who's staff to make us some copies. Because I just don't mind not letting you know.
Well, there's been some more speakers coming after me to further talk about our opinions and concerns.
Jobs, learning programs and youth centers, effective youth programs, workshops on self-esteem, positive image, more counseling opportunities, more community involvement, isolating trips, bonding trips, mobile events. Basically, we want more things for you to do, more positive things for you to do. If there's nothing positive to do in the community, what will we do? We won't do anything, and we will just be hanging out, which is what you guys want to stop. And this purpose is not targeting anything that has to do with sexual exploitation.
Going into a long history of grievances, I will say one youth in my attacked while police waited for hours before calling an ambulance. After looking at the proposal for the quote, youth protection curfew, I listened endlessly to the arguments put forward here. I am far from convinced this is in the interest of Oakland youth. California has one of the highest incarceration rates in the United States and therefore the world. This program will give police greater license to suck more youth and families into the quote justice system. Anyone who has experienced this so-called justice system can testify to the dehumanizing effects of being locked up and pushed around. It is also impossible for me to ignore the expanding prison industrial complex through immigration detention and the formation of new categories of criminals out of fear and an ignorance as to what this actually does to our society. Finally, I would propose a redirection of these funds to creative educational and organizing campaigns that empower youth instead of criminalizing them further. Police are overfunded as is.
Leave it up to the community. It takes the curfew, this is insanity. You can use all the euphemistic and biblical language you want, but we know what it's like when police make contact with you during certain hours of the night. We all saw that footage from down that night.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know what it looks like when police conduct record checks. We know the so-called student centers who we are. We know who bears the brunt of this pathetic measure. The community who have always borne the brunt of the violence of policing, of checkpoints, of detention centers, of imprisonment. Who are you accountable to? Are you accountable to the people who elected you? Are you accountable to the police department? I have no other option to question the figures for office of any elected official who give this police department the OPB such a lot of power. This police department that is under federal investigation, whose police chief was dismissed, whose replacement was suspended days later for sexual harassment, scandal after scandal after scandal. It is disturbing that this council would be so out of touch with what is going on in the city that they claim to serve as to waste away city resources that scarcely exist. If you are truly accountable to the people of Oakland, you would listen to them. Study after study has shown curfews do nothing to make communities safer. The people have spoken loudly, repeatedly, about where real safety and sustainability come from. People want jobs, people want health care, people want access to meaningful education. If I was elected official in this city and this truly draconian measure was implemented, I would have to question my job prospects come election time, if not sooner. No.
Chase away teenagers in the middle of the night who were dumping trash cans, burglarizing cars, lighting up morning. It just asks to, for them to criminalize themselves. I mean, we've all been teenagers. Everyone here has been a teenager. Can anybody say they were doing something really positive at 2 or 3 in the morning?
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
speak from a person who loves Oakland, but, okay.
Speak the truth, sit down.
There are liberal Patricia Kearney.
Thank you.
much the same risk that people were afraid that kids would get criminalized, et cetera, et cetera. That hasn't happened. Officer Chase gave the stats. In some cases, when it comes down every year, we come down to about 100 parents who are not responsible for these kids at school. They meet with family board and pretty much very few people ever get fined because that's the whole family part and we discuss it out. Most of the kids do then go to school. 80% of the kids are do not pack them in school. Again, our peer school district records continue to go to school. And I know you don't think that we should do that, but the reality is we don't take some responsibility as a community and as parents, kids in school, we steal your future from you. That at least getting a high school degree, if you don't have done that, you're not going to have much in the future. And it is community responsible to try and do that and try to give at least kids that good start. I agree with some of the youth speakers, this is not the answer for sexual exploited minors, but on the other hand, there's no one in this room that's done more work on sexual exploited minors than I have. And let me just say, we were responding response to that decriminalizing, but still lets us pick up young women and give them an opportunity for diversion and counseling. And so, as a young leader of all city council, when I was a school board member, I used to meet with all city council. I want you to look at your rhetoric, and I want you to actually look what's happening. Because you want to be real, when a young girl is picked up and ready to be beaten and drugged and not let out of her pimp sight, that's not freedom either. And times when we intervene and pick those girls and give them an opportunity, that's saving their lives. So it's not totally crazy that we, the police and Mr. Green want some ability to intervene and pick up young girls who literally being tracked by their pimps and have no freedom and to run away. And so we're going to have to find some solutions to that. This probably is not it, and I actually think we have tools to do that already, and you don't need to involve this in it. But it doesn't mean that every time a police officer picks up a young woman on the San Pablo or International or across the street, that that's an act of repression. In some cases, that act is going to save your lives, and nearly half the girls that we pick up now for diversion actually leave alive, and most of them don't get charged because they're under 18, we treat them as victims. So a lot of the issues are a lot more complex than the rhetoric of, oh, no, we can't do this, we can't do that. And they are very, very tough solutions. I do a lot of my own for the cops. And I think that I worry about the kids who are still on the street and in the car. Whether they're being looked out for their neighbors, if they're being exploited by their boyfriends, or